Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of All's Well That Ends Well from Wednesday, July the 12th. It's directed by David Rowan. The night started well for me, actually, long before the play even started, because I was there early and I got a long chat with Jan Crilly. It felt like the year melted away since the last time I was in a garden in Cambridge talking to her. That was all a very good start. I'm going to just say that I'll probably be concentrating on the major parts of the play, but in case I forget later, which, given my memory, is quite likely, everyone in the cast performed very well. There was lots of doubling going on, and it was all handled very well. There wasn't a weak spot at all. The two main parts, Bertram and Helena, were brilliantly played, and I almost wish they hadn't been, because I find this play just unbearable, but not unbearable in the normal good way. I just find it so terribly frustrating. I absolutely hate Bertram, and I can't stand the ending. Now, James Eakin was playing Bertram, and he did it very well. As I say, I kind of wish he hadn't, but he certainly portrayed Bertram as one would expect Bertram to be. It's not his fault the character's so horrible. You may think I'm overdoing it, but I actually find Bertram the most annoying character in all of Shakespeare. Because the ending of Taming of the Shrew probably was terrible back in the day, but most modern productions I've seen actually change it, and it's not so terrible on Kate. Also, we know that there was a play written a generation later in which Petruchio gets his comeuppance when the wife wins, so I always think of that when I'm watching that one. Measure for Measure's pretty hard to take as well, especially the ending. It's quite a nasty play in many ways. But Bertram's just got absolutely no redeeming virtue whatsoever. And he's horrible to the lovely Helena, who was played by Kay Dent in stunning fashion. She starred last year at the CSF, and she's starred again this year. The interchanges with the Countess, I thought, were... That was Caitlin Howard. The interchanges with the Countess at the beginning were sparkling, and they just worked together very well. They really seemed like what I imagine Helena and the Countess would be. The reason I'm laughing is I realise as I say that I wasn't walking around Cambridge with an idea in my head of what they should be like. But now I can't think of anybody else as those characters. In fact, the only other production of this I've actually seen was the Globes some years back, 5 years maybe. I'm not sure exactly the date. And it too was very good. I hope it's not just loyal to say so. But I actually cannot remember what the Countess looked like now, because when I think of the Countess now, I just think of Caitlin. It's odd the way that happens with one's mind. So as I say, I find the play as a play really difficult. I'm not really sure what the point of some of the things that go on are. Obviously, there's a lot of still Shakespeare. There's lots of it I do love. It's certainly up there in the contenders for the bawdiest of Shakespeare's many bawdy plays. But if you know the story, you'll know why I find it hard to get a grip on it. But it doesn't matter, because it's still a wonderful night, and I certainly think you should go along. And anyway, you might like the ending more than me. Perhaps there's a point to it that I'm missing. But certainly everybody plays their part really well. As I say, the main roles are just excellent. There's another really interesting character in the play, actually, Parolles, which is played by Lawrence Watling. Parolles had a really bad deal from Shakespeare critics over the years. It's probably changed now. I'm a little bit out of touch on this play, anyway. I'm out of touch with recent critical developments. But when I was... Well, back in my teenage days, so if anybody young's listening to this, just imagine a time where everything's in black and white. Back in my teenage days, I remember reading a long piece about how he was an early and failed attempt at Falstaff. And then Shakespeare went on to write Falstaff later. That is an extraordinary sort of position to take for all sorts of reasons, but not least that unless Shakespeare's appearance in Doctor Who has given him access to the TARDIS, he couldn't actually have gone back in time and written the plays in the other order. Well, anyway, he's often had a bad shift. I think it's because, in the nature of this play, of course, he doesn't get up to particularly pleasant things, and he doesn't say particularly pleasant things, but he's a much more interesting character than used to be given credit for. I do think that's probably changed more in recent times. So Lawrence was marvellous in the role. His eyes are a national treasure. Somebody should protect them. Never let them go. Don't be like the Greeks losing the Elgin marbles. We must hold on to these eyes. And as things started to unravel for his character, he obviously became more and more manic as the plot against him built up and as he slowly realised what was happening to him. So that was all great stuff. By the way, like I said, Kay Dent played Helena. Some of you online people might know her as Yak Tened. There you go. One particular thrill for me was to get to see David Rowan, which wasn't as scheduled. The various parts that were to be played by James David Shears were taken over by Mr. Super Sub. There's a whole section in a very good book about the Cambridge Shakespeare Festival telling you about Mr. Rowan's Super Sub roles. Normally, though, he bounds onto the stage in a dress, and I think he's probably a little bit heartbroken that it was a male who had to replace him, not a female, but those are the breaks. Also, the breaks are that I've not really had time to do the reviews properly. I hope to see this again and write a review, but the way time's going, I certainly can't promise it. I would really love to. So sorry for everybody else I haven't mentioned, particularly Fergus Ratigan, who's a magnetic presence on stage, and I absolutely loved it when, as the king, he lost his temper. that was really great. There was a man who knows how to play somebody being angry. Fantastic. Well done to everybody. Sorry the review's so brief, and as I say, I hope to do another one later. Take care.